Welcome to Very Vine Friends.
Hey, y'all.
Francis, you sound a little down. You down?
No, I'm up. Here, I'll go. I'll say, ready? Welcome to Very Fine Friends.
That's the sound of a man who's up. I say I'm so up, we should probably do a little bonus improv. What do you say?
Oh, you mean it?
Oh, I mean it. Today's your lucky day.
Bonus improv.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me with it, Joe.
What's your suggestion, Joe?
My suggestion is...
very big.
Awards.
Awards. You ever get an award, Francis?
Yeah, you know I've gotten an award.
I do?
The first award I ever got was Champion Chubby.
What?
They like put babies in, like, you know how babies...
I think I knew this.
I have a picture of me holding the trophy. I was a little baby. You know how babies have rolls?
Yeah.
So they like put all these like roly babies in a contest, and whoever had like the most rolls won the contest.
Wow.
Yeah, it was me. Thanks for immortalizing that, camera.
But that's cute.
Yeah, I was kind of cute.
Yeah.
It's one of those pictures where I was like smiling and like my mouth was open and you can see my little baby tongue. Surprised I didn't eat the trophy. Or did I?
Well, did you? Yeah.
No.
Well, you were young.
Guess who was in the picture with me? My little chihuahua, Kokomo.
That's cute.
Yeah, I have a video of me going, we're like getting ready to leave the house. And you know that they had to have like the big Magnavox? Like over the shoulder camera?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're getting ready and I was like, did you feed Kokomo? It was so cute. Adorable baby.
Did they feed Kokomo?
Yeah, she said, yes, I fed Kokomo. Okay. I'll bring the video sometime.
All right, cool. I look forward to it.
Thanks. Have you ever won anything?
I think probably the biggest award, or like the one, the biggest is, not really is the answer to this question. The closest I ever came, I think, was when I was at basketball camp, when I was probably like 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there. And they had us in like different groups, and like each group had their own like awards, but there was like one, like there was like an overall award that was, most improved camper that I won. That was like the biggest award they had that, but it was funny. It was like, I remember, so we're all sitting on the, like the court, like in our like lines, like as they're doing their award ceremony or whatever. And they're like, most improved. And they're like, Jenna. And then it like took me a second to realize they called my name. And so I was like I didn't get up right away because I was like, it just didn't occur to me that it would be me. And so then I jumped up and then I ran to the front. And they're like, look at her hustling even now to get her award. But it was one of those things. It's like, I know exactly why they gave it to me. And it was one of these moments. It was like, it was like a recess type moment. And there was a bunch of like camp counselors standing around. And I went up to him and I was like, hey, can I ask you about my shot? And like, can you help me? Like, I'm not sure if I'm doing this right. So like, it was like, I took my time that was like technically my free time. And I asked the counselors for help because I wanted to get better. And I'm pretty sure that one moment. And I remember at the time when it was happening, like I did actually want to, like, I wasn't trying to game the system, but I remember at the time, like being like, they love this. They love that I asked them for help like this. And then it was like, it was proven correct.
Wow.
I didn't do it to be manipulative.
No. I would never think that about you.
Well, I mean, I am capable of that. But in that particular instance, I was legitimately asking for their help, but I could tell that they
were. That's why I would love to be able to read minds, because that would be so funny. I was like watching all this happen and then I just like reading your mind and you're like, they love this. I'd be laughing in the corner. You'll never know.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I was like when I was 10.
You earned it.
I peaked with most improved, which also implies needing a lot of improvement. Implies not starting out so great.
It's okay. Still an award.
Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
And now, improv.
Mildred, I have something for you.
Oh, thank you. Okay. What is it?
Well, I had it made at the trophy store.
Mm.
Has your name on it.
Oh, is it best friend?
Close.
Oh.
Let me open it for you. It says
best pies. No, I make the best pies.
No. It says to Mildred award. Last week you were not annoying.
Oh.
It's heavy.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. It's
ooh.
Cost.
Oh, it's, oh, the top of it is it's a bust of my head that my mouth is open and I look real naggy.
They got it pretty close, huh?
Yeah. Ooh. Wait, I'm sorry. Last week I was not annoying?
No, it was great. It was really good. I even got to cancel my therapy appointment this week.
Wait.
Thank you.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. If I'm getting an award specifically for not being annoying last week, Agnes, does this mean I'm annoying all other weeks?
Oh my God, I have an award just for this moment. To Mildred, award for reading between the lines.
Oh, no.
Amazing.
Wait, no. Have you been trying, am I not good at that? Have you been trying to drop hints and I haven't been getting them?
A third award.
What?
Mildred, she gets it.
Well, that one I like.
Oh, there's a little part at the bottom. Other times she doesn't.
Oh, what?
It's cute.
All of these awards are implying that most of my life I'm pretty stupid. And there's only fleeting moments where I'm actually a human being that you want to be around.
I gotta write that down. That's so poetic. There's only fleeting moments where I'm a human being where you want to be around. That was good. I might have a trophy for you next week for that.
Oh, look, I appreciate the trophies, but you know what? If I feel like I'd rather not have them if they're going to make me feel like this. If they're going to make me feel like I have to rethink my whole life and everything I've ever said and done and every cat I've ever bought. You don't have a problem with my cats, do you?
Well, I certainly wasn't going to waste money on them. It's a handwritten award.
Oh.
To Mildred. Last week, I didn't hate your cats.
Wait.
But next week I will.
Oh. No, next week you're cat sitting for me. You can't hate them if your cats.
Yeah.
I know how negligent you get when you don't like things.
Yeah. I throw cats.
You throw cats?
Yeah, they land on their feet. You're getting so hysterical. Let's just go back to 5 minutes ago before you were upset.
Okay.
Here, let me just take all these back.
Okay. Thank you.
They're gone. They're off the table, literally.
Thank you.
How you doing, Mildred?
Pretty, I don't know. Let me tell you about, did I tell you about my leg thing?
No.
It's nothing, it's fine.
Oh, good. We can probably move on then.
So here's the deal.
Okay.
I went to the doctor and I was telling him I'm having these pains down my leg.
Skip forward.
And he's like, Mildred, we've talked about this before. It's on your head. I'm like, doctor.
I think you told me this story already.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to repeat my story.
No, that's okay.
Anyway, I'm sure what is that face?
This face?
Yeah, that face. And what is that gun? Put that gun down. Yeah, remove it from your temple, please.
No, okay. Well, I had an itch.
You
leave this fucking world. Mildred.
Agnes.
We've been friends a long time.
Yeah.
I just have to be honest.
We were both chubby babies next to each other in bassinets.
I know. And I won.
I know.
Listen, there's a lot of great things about you.
Name
I'm just
one.
Gonna, you're here.
Existing?
Yeah.
Existing is the best thing about me.
Existing is so rare. Most people don't exist.
Everyone does exist.
And not the people who aren't here yet or who have died.
The people that died existed.
Okay. Well, you're either going to love this or you're going to hate this. I have an award. It says, Dear Mildred.
Yeah.
You're alive.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. And then the smiley face that looks like this.
The like the one was kind of sticking its tongue out.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
But wait, but the dot, 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 does that imply, that implies something?
Yeah, it implies there's more on the backside.
I'm turning around, okay.
And I wish I was dead.
So my award is for being alive, but you wish you were dead?
Do I really need to look in my bag for the one that says you get it?
Well, yeah, you know what? You know what? I have an award for you, too.
Oh, great.
I actually did have one made for you. This is very odd that you started doing this.
Oh, my God. Awards.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Yeah. Here. Here it is. It says to Agnes.
Good. So far, so good.
The best friend in the whole world who makes me happy to be alive and who is the meaning of my existence. And I got you one other one.
Oh, so sweet.
To Agnes, best at not throwing cats.
Oh, here, I got one. I got one for myself too.
What?
It says to Agnes. So I guess I'm the asshole. Thanks.
Yeah. I guess you are.
Well, I'm trophy rich.
And I'm friend poor.
Scene.